thing that rocks.
Here we go. Good morning.
Here we go.
7:40, the Plan B Morning Show. I'm Brock. He's Hunter.
Yo. What's up? Good morning. How you doing?
Well, let's get to it. It's time for your topic of the day. Of course, as always, brought to you by Specialite Indicator in Benton Township. I feel like this is horrible background music as I'm saying this, sponsor.
Right. Wait for the music to end before you start talking about this.
Pays good money to be on this show. Anyway, there's a good chance you've walked through a Specialite door and you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant. Specialite, Decatur, Benton Township.
Yeah.
Your topic for today, what is your favorite wintertime activity? All right, it's cold out, there may be snow blowing, whatever. What's your favorite wintertime activity?
It's kind of a tough question, honestly, because there's a lot of stuff that you like during the winter. You know, there's a lot of activity. I'm going to have to go with probably one of the most fun, in my opinion. And I only got a few years left of it before I can't do it anymore, probably. But snowboard. I love to snowboard.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. It's fun. There's something about going down a hill. I guess you still put in a lot of effort. You're still sweating your ass off. But you don't have to walk back up the hill.
No.
You get to ride a ski lift up there. That's fantastic.
If ski lifts wouldn't have ever been invented, it never would have taken off. It never would have taken off. Ever.
God, you remember back in the day when you were a kid and you'd go out to the big hill in your town?
Oh.
It was Grand Mere for us over in Stevensville. Dude, I'd walk, even as a young athlete, I would walk up that hill twice.
Yep.
And you'd get two runs in the entire day, but those two runs were the best runs of your life.
We have the farm I grew up on. We had this big hill that went back to the neighbor's hunting cabin that was behind our farm. And this thing was epic, bro. I'm telling you, the greatest hill to have as a child. However, you went lucky down. Man. Just like you said, you go down, you have a blast, but then you got to walk back up that mountain. Dude, it's, of course, I bet you my thighs were bigger back when I was in middle school than they are now, walking up that hill.
Plus, you had to carry your board, too.
Yeah.
Dude, I felt like climbing Everest.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You get halfway up, you sit down.
Air's getting thin. Yeah. There's frozen bodies along the path.
That's what it felt like, dude. Oh, we're halfway there. It's the frozen body with blue jeans.
You got a Sherpa up ahead of you with like a
right.
Llama or something. I can't make it any farther. Yes, we're almost there.
Come on, let's go.
We're almost to the peak. Come on. There's wind blowing.
One step at a time.
Your buddy behind you is slowly falling down. I can't make it. God. Go on without me. Tell my story.
It's a 30-foot hill, for God's sake.
Yeah, I like that, though. I was going to say, you know, skiing is definitely one of my favorite wintertime activities. It's great. However, with everything, mine's a little bit more specific because, obviously, there's so much great stuff to do. Ice fishing, love it. Snowmobiling, love it. Skiing, snowboarding, whatever, all that. Sledding. All that's great, but my favorite thing, my favorite winter activity is when you have a great day out in the snow and then you finally come inside, and it's even better when it's at like a bar, like a nice cozy bar.
Like a lodge.
And you get to sit there, and there's a nice heavy snowfall, big fat snowflakes falling down, and you're sitting there, and it's nice and warm. Maybe there's a fire going. You get those a lot at like ski hills and stuff like that, or like along snowmobile trails. But my favorite thing to do is sit inside like a lodge, a bar, or whatever, and just hang out after a fun day in the snow doing whatever you were doing. And oh my God, there's just something so cozy about that. Yeah.
There is.
Yeah.
It's that weird feeling. And everybody in that room has that same exact feeling, man.
Yeah. It's so great, man. And unfortunately, this year, it's going to be a little bit different depending on the lockdowns. But even when you're just going into your house, like afterwards, and you get yourself a nice coffee with some Baileys in there, and you're just hanging out. Oh, man. God, I love it.
I was at my parents' last night, and one thing that kind of relates to what you're just talking about, underappreciated, and I noticed it last night, a fireplace. They got a really nice fireplace.
Yep.
And I was just like, man, you know, there's something about you know, a real wood fireplace. You know, not one of these gas ones. You know, it doesn't count.
The town I grew up in, there was this public skate park that they would, it was like a little soccer field in the summertime, whatever. But in wintertime, they'd flood that thing up, and it was an awesome skate rink. And they had this little concrete shack It just had a small slanted roof, and it had a wood fireplace in there. And it was just like a little like spot where you could go put your boots on, get your skates on, all that stuff, get out of the cold. And there was something about that. It smelled terrible. Don't get me wrong. Because you know what it smelled like? It smelled like wet long underwear and wet sweaty socks and everything like that. But it was the coziest place in the world. And usually they'd have like someone, like some teenager from the city was in charge of like lighting the fire. There was no adult supervision there whatsoever.
No.
But yeah.
There wasn't any adult supervision in the 90s.
No,
period.
none. But man, that place was so, I can close my eyes and I can picture that place with its worn wood benches that it had like this like deep red paint on the walls. You had the fireplace over to the left on the far side. And yeah, man.
Nice little escape, you know?
It had this horrible carpet in there that was just, I mean, they should have tore that thing up years ago. But man, oh man.
And that's where Brock discovered masturbation. Probably not lying.
Almost got busted a couple times. Like, oh! Get out of here! Anyway. All right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. We got some awesome answers. We're going to get to yours. What's your favorite winter activity? More of your Specialite topic of the day when we come back. Stick around. X. Yeah. Good morning. 753, Brock Hunter.
Sam.
What's up?
Maybe three. Your topic of the day today, of course, brought to you by Specialite in Decatur in Benton Township. What's your favorite winter activity? Which we're also spoiled up here. I spent 6 years down in the south, down in Missouri. And, man, wintertime there is just, blech. There's nothing to do because there's no ski hills. There's no way in hell you're going ice fishing or snowmobiling or anything like that. So that's why I'm really grateful to be back up in the north because, yeah, winter can be crappy, all right? You got cold weather.
You should have been up here in Michigan in like the 90s, man.
Yeah.
You'd have had a blast. Well, yeah, it actually snowed.
I was in Wisconsin.
I guess, yeah.
Right across the lake, moron. No, it's not the same.
Gotta be here. Right here.
We got some great answers on Facebook. What's your favorite wintertime activity? Scott said ice fishing. Robert said ice fishing, snowmobiling. Laura had a good one. Football, the couch, snacks, and a cozy blanket.
There you go.
That's nice.
Heated blanket.
Yeah, nice heated
plug
blanket.
That blanket in.
Oh, man. That's hard to get out from underneath those. Once they start warming up, you're like, oh, this is nice. This is nice. Jessica said her favorite wintertime activity is walk in the bluff to look at the lights with my husband and kids. Oh, that's sweet. Yeah. That's sweet.
Have you been out there yet?
I have not. Dude, I haven't left. I come to work, and then I go home, and then back
to
work.
For God's sakes, would you take your damn wife to the bluff? You live here. It's one of the main attractions.
I don't want to be seen out in public with her, for God's sakes.
Ah. You got to be a good husband, man. Come on.
All right. I'll take her one of these days here. I'll take her one of these days. Like, there, I took you. Nice. Let's go.
It is lovely.
Let's see. Lloyd said firing up the Arctic Cat and hitting the trails. Nice.
Oh, there you go.
Sherry's favorite wintertime activity, complaining about how cold it is.
This sucks.
Oh, man, it's so cold. It's cold out, right? Yeah.
Just got to lean into it. You can't don't complain about it.
Help. Chad said, writing someone else's name in the snow. How are you writing that name there, Chad?
What's that? Good handwriting.
What's that old Trebek bit? Yeah.
You just go ahead.
I can't remember how it goes. Do you remember how it goes?
I just remember the one that's my wife's handwriting.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Or the Trebek.
Wait a second.
The Trebek one when he's doing that. It was in your mother's handwriting, Trebek. Oh, man. Let's see.
I know what my dad's would be.
What's that?
Snow blowing with the Kubota. He loves that. He loves chucking snow.
Yeah. Well, I think it's the light at the end of the tunnel. You spend all that time. Shoveling is, it's not fun, but when you get that path cleared out, when it's clear and the snow is gone, you're like, yeah, there you go. Look at that. Well, that's nice.
Then I think, you know, when you're inside a warm Kubota.
Yeah, that's true too. That's, he's cheating just a little bit. Or work smarter, not harder. That's what it is. That's what it is. Let's see. Derek said going sledding with the kids and then ducking behind them so I don't get a face full of snow. Oh, my God. We used to do where we'd pull, like, the sled behind the four-wheeler. I don't know if you ever remember doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever, ATV, anything like that, UTV. Mm-hmm. And those times where you'd, like, take a sharp corner and that snow would just come piling up everywhere, oh, yeah. dude. Oh, you get down the back.
Up your back. Oh. Your jacket would go,
dude,
it's
the worst. The worst.
You got an ice burn. Ice burn on, yeah. on your back.
Yeah. I had to get skin grafts one time after going down the hill, man. It's terrible.
But, hey, you know, I got a question for you. Hmm. When's the last time you saw, have seen a toboggan?
I don't know if they make them anymore, to be honest, because those things are death traps. You can't steer them. And see, that's the thing is,
it's the best part.
Growing up, being a big fan of Calvin and Hobbes, all I wanted was a toboggan. And you find a nice one, they're not cheap. And we had one growing up. And you learn very quickly that you can kind of tilt it a little bit, but for the most part, you find a path and you're going straight.
You're going straight.
Down. Yeah. Yeah.
Then you got to pile like 10 people on that.
Oh, of course.
Too.
Of course. Yeah. The more the better. The more the better.
You put your legs around their waist and in their lap, you know, and you can get like 13 people and you get the whole family on that toboggan.
And that, and then also the old sleds that with the runners on them, the metal, the metal skis
and
on
you
there.
Could, you could steer those though. They had like a handle up front, didn't they?
So here's
my cousin had one.
Yeah. You could steer them. Now here's the thing: the proper way to ride those is sitting and using your feet to steer. That's why they have the rope on there for a couple things. So you can pull it back up the hill and also so you can hold on to that rope and then you use your feet to steer. But no. The best way is to go face first. So when you wipe out, your teeth are the first thing to meet the ice. Oh, those things were so dangerous. We used to put we'd spray Pam on the runners, man.
Oh yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's
later, dudes.
Zero friction, buddy. Zero friction. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't make those anymore either, too.
I don't think so.
Some kids probably got ran over and, you know, lost an arm.
Yeah, cut in two. They were made into three sections after getting...
Why did you sharpen these things?
You got your dad in the shop with a grinder. Just grinding those things down into ice skates.
Sharpen for
blades. Yeah. Yeah, those things are dangerous, but fun.
You know what nobody said real quick before we go? Ice skating.
I'm trying to think. The last time I ice skated was when Kiki and I went to New York. That was the last time I put on a pair of skates. And I realized, like, I'm not as good at this as I thought I was.
You know, another thing nobody said? Cross-country skiing, because it's work.
That's actually, if anybody says cross-country skiing as their favorite wintertime activity, I don't trust that person. Down to their core, they're a sick son of a bitch.
What about downhill skiing? Can you just take me to the top of a hill?
And I want to work for it. I want to get a workout while I'm doing this.
Right.
Yeah. I have to push myself up this hill with my poles. God. All right. We're going to take a break. We got more when we come back. Stick around.